Christ's work for our redemption is described, November 4. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain. The Savior was presented to John under the symbols of the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and a lamb as it had been slain. Here the whole work of redemption was expressed. These symbols represent the union of omnipotent power and self-sacrificing love. As the Lion of Judah, Christ will defend His chosen ones and bring them off victorious, because they accepted Him as the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Christ the slain Lamb, who was despised, rejected, the victim of Satan's wrath, of human abuse and cruelty, how tender was His sympathy with His people who were in the world. And according to the infinite depths of His humiliation and sacrifice as the Lamb of God will be His power in glory as the Lion of Judah, for the deliverance of His people. To John were opened the great events of the future that were to shake the thrones of kings and cause all earthly powers to tremble. He beheld the close of all earthly scenes, the ushering in of His reign who is to be King of Kings, and whose kingdom shall endure forever. He saw Christ receiving the adoration of all the hosts of heaven and heard the promise that whatever tribulation might come upon God's people, if they would but patiently endure, they should be more than conquerors through Him that loved them. John was now prepared to witness the thrilling scenes in the great conflict between those who keep the commandments of God and those who make void His law. He saw the wonder-working power arise that was to deceive all who should dwell upon the earth who were not connected with God, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword, and did live. Of the loyal and true who do not bow to the decrees of earthly rulers against the authority of the King of Heaven, the Revelator says, "Here is the patience of the saints, here are they that keep the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus." These lessons are for our benefit. We need to stay our faith upon God, for there is just before us a time that will try every soul. Christ upon the Mount of Olives rehearsed the fearful judgments that were to precede His second coming. While these prophecies received a partial fulfillment at the destruction of Jerusalem, they have a more direct application in the last days.